Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, friends. Welcome to a bonus episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord, your host and also your friend on this journey. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate your presence as we all make a global connection around this very important topic, love and our life partners, finding and being with that person that we want to share our journey with. It's so important. It's absolutely top of mind and top of heart for many of us. So I was pushed by my guidance, by my spiritual team, to do this bonus show right now, right here, because I know that for many of you, it's so important, and you have questions about your life partner. You're wondering, where are they? I've been doing my work. I've been showing up. I've been moving energy. I've been healing and working with soul contracts and all these areas of your life, and you're ready. You're really ready. So I'm going to talk more about this part of our lives and give you some insights, also give you some peace, reconnect you with something bigger that's unfolding, and hopefully return you to a very high vibrating place within you. So a lot of good information to cover. Thank you for being here. You can catch this show every week on Blog Talk Radio. Also available for download on iTunes, and now you can find the program on Stitcher, which is a free app that you can listen to on your phone. Stitcher is great because it doesn't do downloading or syncing, so it's really easy to listen to. So catch that. It's stitcher.com, Stitcher. You can even just look for the app on your phone. A few announcements, as always, as we start the program. You can discover the latest happenings and greatest information on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Just head on over there and you'll see I offer a lot of stuff regularly. I have affirmations to share with you. We talk about consciousness, five different types of consciousness that are on the planet now. This is actually channeled information from my spiritual team, and I just put it out there and share it with you, trusting that it supports you. You'll also find regular astrology, and be sure and check out Happiness and Well-Being Magazine. They are a wonderful digital publication. You just look at, you can look at any edition on your iPad or iPhone or on a PDF, and they share great information as well as my monthly astrology forecast. And then, of course, you can also connect with me through any of the episodes from this program, this radio show. It's been live for over 2 years now. We're coming up on our 200th episode, so that's pretty groovy. And also, another thing to throw at you is that you can find more information at spiritualityuniversity.com. This is an online destination for accelerating your journey to mastery. I am the founder and director of spiritualityuniversity.com, and we are rolling out some cool programs, some great information, all designed to support you. So if you have time, be sure and click on over there and connect on Facebook. I just gave you a ton of information at once, so know that you can find all of this at ConsciousCoolChic.com, and I hope that you'll join my email list, because then you'll also get a free 44-page guidebook to ridiculously loving and celebrating yourself. This is also all channeled information that I want you to have and to feel supported, to know how much you are loved. And I give you some practical spiritual tools and tips for self-care, because we really need that right now, to take care of our energy, to take care of ourselves, and to know that we have things at our disposal that can be used. So, good information on the website, lots of information in previous radio shows, and now we segue into today's important topic about our life partner. When will I attract my life partner? Why am I still on this journey alone? Where are they? Are any of these things circling in your head? Have you had these thoughts? Because I believe that it's common, in fact, it's a universal theme, to wonder about our life partner. When and where and how are they going to show up? And before we go into too much about the energies of relationships and twin flames, I have a question to pose you first. Why are these love relationships so key to our lives? Have you ever thought about that? Why? Because being partnered, being married, being with another person does not have to be part of our experience, part of our life experience. So why is that energy so strong? And here's the answer. It's because our planet, Earth, is composed of duality. It's composed of light and dark, love and hate, love and fear, joy and sorrow. It's composed of the full spectrum of energies. And that is part of the plan for our planet. It's part of Earth's purpose, is to be this domain of free will, of all energies. And to put it into another cosmic perspective for you, I'm going to go cosmic here, we don't have to have a planet of duality. In other galaxies and other places, relationships are not required. It isn't the same playground, if you will. It's not the same domain of energies. You don't look for a marriage partner or want to be in partnership in other places that we have yet to discover through scientific means. These planets and places exist. But if you're looking for proof, we don't have that proof yet. But I want to give you a bigger cosmic perspective here. Because what this tells us is that Earth is made to be a place of duality and to be in healthy balance of those energies. We have relationships. We have partnerships. We have love relationships that help us connect and be in union with another energy to help balance the energies of the planet. So that's why love relationships are so important in our lives. And I think it's good to have that comparison, to know that they don't have to be. You know, this could be a planet where we all just go it alone. We're all independent. We all, you know, set up our own shops and live in our own homes. And, you know, it could be a completely different experience. but it is set up for the majority of people, I should say, to want to be in relationship or to want to be in union with another and to have that balance. So that's the bigger picture about why love relationships and partnerships are so important in our lives. It's part of our soul missions. It's part of our cause and our purpose to heal these energies. I say this a lot, you know, your soul mission is ultimately to heal all energies back to love. That is their original source. And so we do that through many, many means and causes, and especially within love relationships. So we have the experience of duality on our planet, polarity, which is different than duality. Duality is understanding how energies work together, how different energies work together, two different energies work together, feminine and masculine, yin and yang. They all can work together in harmony. Whereas polarity is when energies are working in different dynamics against each other, right? There's different understandings around duality and polarity. Now, our planet has polarity. We have an obvious example, North Pole, South Pole, different polar points. What we're doing with relationships is finding that balance, finding the equilibrium and the harmony, and connecting at that place. That is the highest and truest form of relationships, is the union between polar energies and the union of dual purposes. So what we're doing here is we are each working with the energies of relationships privately, personally, individually, and then we're also doing it collectively. Our relationships are meant to help balance the energies of this planet. And we have to start within. So we're going to talk about twin flame energies. I'm going to dive into that in just a little bit. I'm also going to talk about soul contracts, soul agreements, and karma, and all those concepts, spiritual topics that we hear a lot about. But first, I promised you I would give you a very simple answer to the question, where is my life partner? Where are they? And the very, very simple answer is this, my friend. They are exactly where they need to be right now. That's where they are. They are exactly where they need to be on their journey right now. Allow that to just sink in and flood over you and hopefully release any tension or struggle, any fears. Release any will you are activating, that you are trying to will them to you or will a process. Relax into the knowingness that they are exactly where they need to be right now, doing exactly what they need to do. Isn't that perfect? When you can relax into that knowingness, it will change and shift your energy significantly, because then you're releasing your expectations and attachments, and you are honoring them and that energy even more. So when you relax into the knowingness that they are exactly where they need to be on their journey, it also fortifies the fact that you are also exactly where you need to be on your journey right now. Embrace it. Embrace right now. Embrace what is in your life right now. Embrace whatever your relationship status on Facebook is. Embrace your life at this point. Because in right now, there are so many gifts and there is so much love. And that love is not dependent upon holding hands with another or connecting with another. Although I get it and I know that that is important, that we want to share our lives, we want to be connected, we want people who activate our heart and our need for connection, partnership, and intimacy. Now, full disclosure, I am happily married. I am in a wonderful partnership with a great man who is my, I don't even know how to decide how to describe him, because he's everything and more than I thought I was going to experience in my life. I had opportunities previously to connect with other people, and by their own free will, they said no. They made other choices, and I also made other choices and said no. And when I continued to follow and trust and allow the space, I eventually connected with this wonderful partner that is, again, a wonderful mate for me. And I tell you this because it's important to know that a divine plan is underway. I was single for 2 years, 2.5 years after a significant breakup, and I really was uncomfortable with it at times because I had friends getting married, and a lot of people in my life were already paired up, and I was in this go-it-alone, and I fully owned it, my friends, because I trusted and I knew. I said, something amazing is happening for me, and even if it's not right here, right now, it's coming, because that is what I require. That's the energy that I own and exhibit, and that's what I trust and believe. And I kept having this visual of my partner just arriving in my life, meaning I didn't have to struggle. I didn't have to do a lot of work. I didn't have to go out and date, 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 because that wasn't my energy. It might be your energy, but that wasn't my energy. And so I owned it. And I sent out these intentions and told the universe, I just want this to be easy and grace and flow. And I want it to be perfect for him. That was always included in my intentions. I want our connection to be perfect timing for this partner. So please include that in your intention. You want it to be perfect timing for them. You want them to be ready and available. You want them to be open-hearted and to have space in their life for you. Include that in your intention, my friend. Say that. Fortify that in yourself. And lo and behold, it's exactly what happened. And I met him through a friend, and it was easy. He was available. He was ready. He got my phone number. He asked for my phone number. And we had a very slow, progressive getting to know you period. And it was wonderful. And then our relationship moved ahead, and I eventually moved into his house. And we had such an easy, what would you call it, unfolding courtship. It was so simple. And that's the intention I held the whole time. Now we're married, and we've been together, I don't even know how many years because I lost track. But I didn't struggle because I said, I'm not going to. I'm not going to force anything. I'm not going to try and make something happen. I'm not going to be uncomfortable. Instead, I choose the grace. I choose the flow. I choose that this can be easy and joyful and amazing and better than I can imagine. And so that's what I want to connect you with, is that energy, knowing that your partner is doing exactly what they need to do right now. And you are opening your heart, and you are being in a place of magic, a place of magic for how it can unfold and happen. And when you include that in your intention and you own it, and you continue to claim it, and you continue to own it, that is how the connections occur. Now, that's important to remember, is that you have to continue to fortify that energy, because it will start to fade. You'll get disconnected from it. You'll forget. You'll go into fears at times, and that's okay. It's okay to fear or to get anxious or to worry, but you want to boomerang right back. It's almost like a springboard back to your original intention. That's what you want, is to fortify that for again and say, okay, even when I get concerned or worry or anxious, I know a divine plan is underway. I know something amazing is happening. I claim it. I own it. Because I also know that this connection is happening in the best possible way for him and her. And I am open to the magic. One of my spiritual teachers gave me great advice years ago, and she said how relationships are one of the biggest playgrounds in our lives. The biggest playgrounds. You know, people have free will and they can make all these choices, but if you can connect to what's best for you and make the choices that are best for you, you will connect with that person on this playground who is making the right choices and who is making the right decisions. Now, on that note, I know that many of you have also struggled with relationships that ended, whether abruptly or slowly, and that it has caused a lot of emotional energy, inner questioning, inner work, and ultimately healing. So depending where you are on your path, continue on that healing work, my friend. Absolutely see that through and work with that. In fact, I wrote a case study in one of my books. It's called Conscious Thoughts. And in that book, Conscious Thoughts, it's just a digital ebook. It's filled with affirmations about various parts of life. And one of them was a case study from a client who was working through some of her, we'll call it love energy, her relationship patterns. And that energy actually stemmed from a past life where the energy was never fully healed. And so she had a relationship with someone that was ultimately hurt her heart. I'm sure we've all been there. And she was looking to really permanently change it, to not let that energy continue in her relationship patterns. And so in this case study, I share with you what she realized that were the past life connections and the affirmations that she needed to keep repeating to herself and what she needed to do within her own energy to heal that dynamic fully. So that is a really simple read if you want to check that out and you're looking for more affirmations. Again, the book is Conscious Thoughts. It's like $1.99, $2.99. And it will help you move through some of those energies. Now, the other thing is to keep trusting yourself. Keep trusting the patterns that you've seen in your life. Keep trusting where you are looking to heal energy on a deeper level and what you need to move through you. And by move, I mean through your physical body. Acupuncture, acupressure, yoga, massage. Our bodies are vessels for energy. And our bodies hold those imprints of energies that need to be flushed out and released. I shared this with you in my spiritual memoir, The Art of Trapeze. I talk about all these different healing modalities I experienced to let go of energies that no longer serve me. So it's an important part of the love journey is to move energies through you, to release physically, to release energetically. And know that that's part of our journeys, is to move that energy through. So I want to touch now on twin flame energies because it's such a hot topic, popular topic. More people are discovering it and curious about it and wanting to learn about the twin flame energies. Well, let's take a look at what twin flame energy is. Well, we'll call it way back in the day when you as a soul first came to the planet, when you were young and bright and in your fullest, cleanest, purest energy. This was your first incarnation, or one of your first incarnations, and you came to this planet, which, as I mentioned, was all about duality. And being in a duality-based environment is a little bit rough on the pure young souls, because you're used to light and fullness and wholeness, and then you come here and it's a bit like a rocky road, and there's things that exist here that are foreign. So we come here with a partner, an equal, in one of our very first incarnations, and that equal is here to help the road be smoother. And chances are you are the female and they are the male, or you are the male and they are the female, and together the two of you are holding the same energy codes, similar imprints. You're essentially supporting each other because you get each other. You're saying, I know who you are, you know who I am, let's do this together. And the twin flame energy signature is similar between the two of you. It would be the same as having very similar DNA. And that's to support each other. That's to know that you don't have to go it alone, and that you have a friend. You have someone who's got your back. So through your different incarnations, the twin flame energies usually break off and go about having different experiences. And there are things here on Earth that are new and different, such as a whole range of free will options. And so you're here making your free will choices, and your twin flame is here making their free will choices. And every free will choice has a different energy, and it creates different energies. For example, this is how karma gets created. It's because you make a choice to say, maybe perhaps you make a choice around betrayal or theft. Well, that has karmic repercussions, meaning then you have to come back and balance that energy. Karma is about balancing energy. So if you stole and were a robber and a thief in one lifetime, chances are you came back around and you were a generous benefactor in another lifetime, because you knew you had to balance that energy. If you didn't balance that energy, it would follow you around. And so that's how karma gets created, is that with our free will, we make choices on the full spectrum of energy choices. And then with karma, we come back and we need to balance it, which is why, again, your soul mission is all about returning energy to its original source of love. Karma is a great gift. It allows us to balance energy to love. So here you are making your choices in free will, and then there's your twin flame making their choices in free will. And, you know, some days we make good decisions and some days we don't. And what happens is you then create all these energies that you as a soul need to work with and finish up. And as we spiral up, through Earth's ascension and Earth's consciousness growth, we have opportunities to start making better decisions, to raise the vibration, raise the energy, raise the light. And that brings us to today, this lifetime, where your twin flame has been doing their work to heal their free will, their choices, anything out of balance, and you've been doing the same. And this is one of the lifetimes when the two of you have the opportunity to connect at higher levels of consciousness and knowingness than ever before. And that's what makes this lifetime so big and perhaps filled with expectations. conscious or unconscious, it's because you have the opportunity to really be awake, spiritually awake, and to connect with that person again. And so right now there is a lot of expectations around twin flames. But there are some things about twin flames that you should know, because it's important to first release your attachments and expectations of your twin flame. Cut those cords. Move those expectations to a higher place and a higher state, because it won't be necessarily for their best and highest good to have expectations and attachments directed at them, just like it isn't great for expectations and attachments to be directed towards you. Do you see what I mean? Because those are the energies that can intrude upon free will. So what I'm saying here is clear the energy. Clear it, clean it, get it to a very pure state so that you're not throwing out all these energy signatures to your twin flame that don't truly honor and love them. Now, something else to know about twin flames is that chances are the two of you move at different speeds in your life in general, also in your soul's history and in your past lives. For example, you could have 1,001 incarnations, and maybe they have 100. It's because you as a soul were moving faster. So you had 1,000 incarnations on the charts, they had 100 on the charts. But that doesn't mean you're more evolved, because they're less evolved. There's just so many ways this game can play out. It could be reversed. It could be you have 100 incarnations and they have 1,000. So what I'm getting at is that each person works with energies in different ways, on different speeds, different paces. And so you want to be allowing, accepting, and open to the pace that works for them, just as you are allowing, open, and accepting at the pace that works for you. So this comes back to clearing the energy between the two of you, to making it pure and white and beautiful. And I mean, as I'm talking right now, I'm hearing from my guidance team, if this information resonates with you, if you are connecting with it and you want to share it, please do so. And thank you for referring people to this television, to this radio show. Thank you for letting them hear this full program to get all the information. Sharing this link, sharing this information is how they can benefit the most. And so my guidance is, it's interesting, they've never done that before. They're telling me to just make sure and let people know that this is where they can find more information, to give them a full download, a full spectrum of the energies. And now we return to our regularly scheduled program. My guidance is really funny. Do you find that with your spiritual team? They're funny. Okay, so back to it. Twin flame energies, my friends. The thing about twin flames is that it's important to know that even though you're connected with them and to them, they are their own sovereign being. They are their own person. They are their own energy and everything. The twin flame connects to being similar in your energetic makeup, but you aren't conjoined twins. So keep that in mind, that you are your own person, they are their own person, but the connections between you are stronger, and you'll perhaps feel that. And so when we talk about twin flames and how can I connect with them, how can I heal them, what can I do on my side to work with the energies intentionally? Well, getting back to the origin of twin flame energies, it is the balance and union between feminine and masculine energies. Because remember, back in the day, you came here to support each other in Earth's game of duality. And so you're yin, he's yang. You're yang, she's yin. One of you is feminine, one of you is masculine in energies. I don't mean in gender, because it's a cross-gender thing. So even if you're female and she's also female, chances are one of you has more of a masculine signature, one of you more of a feminine signature. Same for if he's male and you're male. So I want to make that clear that this is not about gender. It's about energies. And what you can do, ultimately, what you can do is work on balancing those energies within yourself. Work on balancing feminine and masculine energies within yourself. That is one of the best gifts you can give yourself. That is one of the best things you can do in your own energy, because that is going to bring you into the healthiest balance of who you are and all of your potential. This is especially true right now, more than ever, because we see so many out of balance energies, right? We see the out of balance male energy, which is dominance, power, war, greed. We associate those with masculine energies. Well, masculine energy needs more feminine energy, which is compassion, love, connection, sharing. We also see out of balance female energies. We see bitchiness, jealousy, manipulation, mean girls. All of those energies are out of balance female energies. And women are learning how to be more self-assertive and strong and confident while standing strong in their love, in their heart, in peace. So what you want to do is focus on balancing the energy within yourself. Do you need to be more assertive? If so, that would be calling in greater masculine energies. Do you need to be more self-nurturing and self-compassionate? If so, that's calling in more feminine energies. So, as always, the work returns to you. It returns to you doing the work on yourself, and by doing that, you are going to attract and be with a mate who is equally balanced and healthy, and who will also fill in some of those gaps, meaning that's why you as a female will always naturally exert more feminine energies if you choose, and you'll attract that male who will help you balance energies with masculine energies. So what you can do now is work on balancing feminine and masculine energies within yourself, because like attracts like, and you want that healthy partner. This could be a partner that's completely new to you. It's a totally new experience based on the healing you've done, the work you've done, all of that. Now remember, you're also including in your intentions the fact that you want your relationship connection to happen at the best possible time for them too. And maybe that's not right now. Maybe that's not this year. Maybe it's not next year. What comes up for you with that? If you go into fear and worry and doubt, those are energies for you to work on. So, as I said, it's the biggest playground on our field. It matters. It's important. And I want to touch on a few other elements of relationships that come up. And one is soul contracts. And a soul contract is a binding contractual energy made at a soul level to ensure your soul's growth in this lifetime. It's like you signed it, you put your signature on that form, and you said, yes, I'm going to work on this in this lifetime. And it could be in the areas of relationships. So you will then have people who show up to help you fulfill your soul contracts. And that is a gift, a huge gift for you to learn and to heal in that area with that theme. Now, then we have soul agreements. And soul agreements are an area of growth where your soul is choosing to improve, but it's less binding than a contract. You know, think of a contract, okay, you signed it. Think of an agreement as a handshake. It's important, it's valuable, and the soul agreements are helping you grow and evolve, but there's times that maybe you don't choose to heal something or you don't choose to follow through with the lesson or the theme, and then it comes back around. A soul agreement is equally important, and you will have people in your life who bring that soul agreement energy to you. Now we have the all-important soul mate. And this has been idealized and romanticized, and it's what we hear about. But soulmates are meant to help you grow, and that isn't always joyful. It can be a deep hurt or a deep evolution of your soul. It is somebody who says, I really want to see you advance, and so I'm going to come into your life and help you learn something in this area so that you get it. So soulmates can be difficult. Soulmate relationships can be difficult. On the other hand, there are soulmate relationships that can be very love-based and very healing. And it's the person who wants you to feel love and feel joy and feel deeper parts of your heart's energy. So a soulmate isn't always that partner, but they do contribute to your soul's growth. We also have karmic relationships, and those are relationships that you are here to balance. If you abused someone's power in another lifetime, then perhaps you are here to help them feel more powerful and to elevate their sense of power. You're balancing those karmic debts. Now, this can show up again in so many ways, and soulmates can come into your life to balance karma. So it's kind of cool how all these things can overlap and have different levels of healing, lessons, and learning that help you. I talk more about all of these categories in my book, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. I go into soul contracts, soul agreements, karmic relationships, soul groups, all kinds of fun stuff, fun spiritual stuff. And this book is the second in the series, and the third book have even more. So I recommend this book as a guide. And then in the next book, you're going to go even deeper with the energies. So just a heads up about that. Relationships in our lives are ongoing. We always have relationships with people. We always are looking for those high-vibe connections, for sharing, for people who respect us, who value us, who cherish us, who love us. And we find people who do the opposite. I think understanding more about relationship energies can get you to answers faster, can bring you to what you're learning and what you're healing faster. So that's why I think it's important to know more about soul contracts, karma, all that stuff, so that you can say, oh, I get it. This is what I'm healing in this lifetime. And the more you heal it, the healthier your energy is, the brighter, the clearer, the more beautiful you are inside and out. And the more you increase that vibration for your love life partner to arrive. It's all personal work for each of us, and there's always a grand plan underway. Always. And I believe that for you. Even if there are days when you don't believe it for yourself, I believe it for you. And I can say that because I've been there. I get it. But keep believing. Keep choosing the love. Keep reconnecting with your highest intentions. Keep claiming your energy and yourself right now, because that is your truest power. It's a beautiful power. It's something that you can always claim. And when you do that, you really change energies. You know, everything in energy form happens first, and then it becomes physical. Our physical environment is denser than spiritual energy. It's denser than intentions. It's denser than everything. It's the most dense because we can see it. So when you are sending out energies with your intentions, affirmations, everything you're healing and clearing, and you're changing your own energy, you might not see it right away. And so releasing those expectations, releasing how you think it's going to be and how it's going to play out, that's constant. That's something we have to constantly do, because our minds want details. Our mind wants to see it, to believe it. And you're working with energies at a higher level, at a higher frequency. So that's why it's important to keep trusting, keep intending, keep doing your work, keep focused on what you truly want. And that's why people do vision boards and manifestation boards and, you know, have a visual that they look at that shows them what they want. I strongly support that if you need a way to direct these energies, because it will help you return to the energy of what you want and what you need and what would best support your journey, as well as what would best support your partner's journey. So know that they are going to show up at the best and perfect time for them and for you. Keep that in your intentions, and know that you are here to have a celebration lifetime, and you are here to experience love shared, love given, love received, and that anything can happen at any time. So my friends, I hope that this show has given you some good insights and perspectives. If you're ever down, if you're ever in a slump, come back and listen to this show again. Download it. Play it again. You know, allow this to be the message that you listen to when you need it. That's one of the reasons why I love doing this free program for you, because when you are going on your journey, you need to know you're supported and that other people have been there and that they can help you. So I offer that, absolutely, because I know that many of you are going to have exactly the life partner you want and need at this part of your soul's journey and in your life. So on that note, I hope that you come back and listen to my next live broadcast, or check out everything, all the free shows that are available in the library. There are nearly 200 free episodes now, and you might find exactly the topic you need. So thank you for being here. Wishing you much love, light, blessings, and joy in all possible ways, and knowing that there is a divine plan happening for you right now, and it's going to be magical how it unfolds, my friend. So take good care, and I'll see you back here next Wednesday.
I wish that I could have this. moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. A moment I just feel so.